If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Sports Radio 810 WHB, the Interurban Lofts proudly present The Border Patrol with Stephen St. John and Nate Buchanan.
Good morning, my neighbors!
It's showtime!
Hugely
cracked in the air, deep center field. Thomas on the move. It's off the wall. Ohtani's in to score. Here comes the winning run. Japan turns it around on its last breath.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. Stephen St. John and Nate Buchady with Marco Marquez. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to Mike DeCourcy, our college basketball insider from the Sporting News at 7 o'clock. We'll get the forecast from Gary Lezak just before 8 o'clock. Jamie Bluma will be on the show to talk some baseball at 8:05. And then Jeff Kerr from CBSSports.com will talk NFL with us at 9:05. So we got all that planned for you between now and 10 o'clock. We'll throw some other stuff in there like the WBC, the dramatic win by Japan over Mexico last night to advance to the finals to take on the United States. So the United States and Japan will face for the WBC championship trophy, whatever it is. And so, a lot of people love it. It's been very popular around the world. And Nate even went to a game and loved it, and so, all right, here we go. Let's go. How much have you watched this, Marco? You like to watch sports?
Not a whole lot.
Sports!
I know, I'm bad. Well, there's been other sports going on.
Right.
It's been tough to juggle all the sports that have been going, that have been playing. But
why don't you just tell me?
I haven't watched much of it. I've watched all the stuff on social media, mostly been following along with the highlights through that, but I'll watch tonight's championship game, obviously, now that there's not basketball is toned down and on a halt till Thursday.
You didn't watch it last night?
I watched it on Twitter last night, watched highlight videos.
You didn't care that Mexico was in the semifinals? Be honest, if you don't, don't try to fabricate it. Don't try to jump on bandwagons.
No, I
don't
didn't.
Don't try to virtue signal.
I wouldn't say didn't care. More so, just didn't know that it was
okay
going on.
All I want is truth from you. That's all I want from you. I sent you all the different calls we could listen to. Let's have fun with those.
Oh yeah,
we can play the American call, the Mexican call, and the Japanese call, and we could decide which one's best. But so tonight, the championship between the United States and Japan, 6 o'clock on FS1, live from Miami. You gonna watch that?
I'm planning on it.
Are you?
Yeah. I didn't get to watch last night because I was coaching the Glowing Dragons.
Yeah.
But I'm planning on watching tonight. I haven't really watched a game outside of the one I went to in terms of a full game. But I had a blast at that game, and it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Lebo says he'd rather watch spring training than the WBC right now.
I say he's in the minority, but is he? I don't know.
I
don't know.
I think that among Americans, this isn't nearly as popular as it seems to be among all the other nationalities. But there were, at the game I was at, there were definitely far more Venezuela fans than USA fans there. But there were big pockets of USA fans, and they were really into it. And the players, the thing that I think is cool is the USA players are really into it. Like, they're fired up. They want to win this thing. They're proud to be playing for their country, and I think that's pretty cool. I just think that the American mindset is a little different than a lot of these other countries when it comes to this.
Lebo said he'd rather watch spring training baseball. Did he say that really? Because spring training baseball sucks.
That baffles me. Why?
He said he'd rather watch baseball with the pitch clock.
Well, they could use the pitch clock in the WBC, but I'll say that.
See, I'm a different cat. I care far more about what's going on in spring training than I do this, the World Baseball Classic, because I like the Royals, and I'm following. Like, I have more interest following what's going on with their camp and who's going to win different position battles. And I am a rotisserie baseball aficionado. And I'm more focused on that because I enjoy the regular season. And I'm looking forward to baseball and statistics. And so I'm motivated by different things. And so I'm not... So I have different things that I'm looking for that excite me, that I'm interested in. Like, I'm trying to put together my freeze list for upcoming draft day and who my keepers are. And this is getting in my way. But it's very exciting. It looks very exciting. When I have tuned up, I'm getting texted. I bet you it's Lebo. I bet you he didn't like what you're saying about
him. Oh, yeah, he's already texting.
What are you doing up?
Hey, Todd.
What you doing up?
Oh, he says that Marco's lying about him.
Don't lie about me, Marco. I said I wish there was a pitch clock. The event itself is definitely better than spring training. He called you a liar.
Wow. You mischaracterized what Todd had to say, huh?
I just like the fact that Todd was listening. I appreciate that. But also, don't cave in to what everyone else is making you say. Like, now, I think people are afraid to say, maybe I don't like the WBC. Because some people just like to go with the flow. Like, oh, this is what everyone says I should like. Well, I'm going to like it. If you don't like it, don't like it. You don't have to like it. You don't have to like nothing if you don't want to. Okay? It's super exciting, right? It's very dramatic. And you can tell it's not meaningless. It means a lot. It means a lot more to other countries, I think. But yes. I think it means a lot to a lot of United States fans. It means everything to the players. It's a tremendous competition. I think the timing of it hurts as far as the interest from American fans hurts me. Like, I'm just being honest. I'm like, hurry up, get it over with. Let's not get, and I do care that players are getting hurt. That sucks, you know. I don't want, like we can all say, oh, it's just in the competition. It could happen anywhere. Let Vinny Pasquantino break his foot or something like this. Or Bobby Witt Jr., you know, break his wrist sliding to second base. And I can promise you that everyone in Kansas City would be singing a different tune about this. How can you let these players go out there? Just how it is. That's just the way it is, right? Because I can, I bet I'm gonna go ahead and guess that there are fewer Mets and Astros fans of the WBC than there were before this thing started. That's my wild assumption there. And yes, players can get hurt crossing the street or get hurt in spring training, but they didn't get hurt in spring training. They got hurt in the WBC, so it hits different. And so I don't blame you. You know, I'd be mad if one of the Royal star players got hurt over there. Playing in this competition, but it looks fantastic. Whenever I've watched it, it's been super dramatic. The players are engaged, but I try to tell the truth most of the time. I mean, like, if I told you I cared who won tonight, I would be a liar. I'm sorry. I was mad that Mexico lost last night. I mean, I guess I kind of hope the United States wins, but I kind of like Japan. I don't know. I'm not like, I can't fake it. It's like I can't generate this, you know. This is new. I don't know if you know what I'm saying. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. It's
no,
like,
I'm know. Just listening to you. I think I know what you're saying.
Degenerate this. Oh, boy, I hope they win the WBC. I guess, sure. Go. I'm not fired up about, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought the Mexico-Puerto Rico game. Like, I was more interested to watch that.
Yeah. So my buddies that went on this baseball trip that I just kind of parachuted in on, they went to that game the night before.
Yeah.
And said that it was incredible. Just incredible. Because both countries cared so much. Or, I mean, Puerto Rico is not a country. But it's a nation in this deal.
Go on.
I'm not a geopolitical
Lebo,
wizard.
Lebo Texas about that now.
But, No, like, I think I know what you said, because we were all dressed obnoxiously in our American stuff. We were leaning into the fun of it, having a good time, and we were...
You like to do that anyway.
It's fun. I like it. Yeah, I think it's fun. I think it's fun seeing people...
Remember back in the day when you used to criticize, like, NFL people for being too patriotic at games or whatever? There was a word that you used to use. You didn't like it. And now you're, like, at the forefront of this. You've really turned on this thing.
Well, I don't know about that. But anyway, we had a lot of fun with it, but we were kind of saying when the USA got a big come from behind victory against Venezuela. The devastation, when Venezuela went in front, they took a 2-run lead. We were like, "Oh, that's a bummer."
Yeah.
You know, but I wasn't going to lose like a second of sleep over whether the USA won or lost. When the U.S. came back and won, like, I turned around to these kids from Venezuela we had been kind of, you know, talking to during the game. They were devastated. Like, it meant so much to them to win the game. And we were kind of saying, I feel kind of bad, actually, that we won, because it clearly means so much more to them than it does to us. We're having a good time, but we're going to have a good time either way. You know, like, it's a fun party. It was awesome to see the dramatics of it and everything, but it just doesn't mean as much. And so I think I get what you're saying, but I still think it's a lot of fun. I like watching it.
Yeah. Marco, are you super invested tonight or no?
Yeah, I'll watch it tonight. I like winning, so, you know, I'll hop on. Is it all right to hop on the bandwagon now?
Sure.
Of course.
You can get on the bandwagon whenever you want.
Yep.
You know, why not? You know?
I don't even know who's starting tonight. I saw the matchup.
Right.
The guy who's on the mound for the U.S., I don't recognize him. Japan, I know they scratched Yu Darvish from starting tonight. What time's first pitch? 7 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Well, are
tonight.
Super invested. I don't know who's starting, and what time is it? And
Like I said, I'm just now parachuting into this, too. It's still Nate's term.
You don't have to. Don't feel bullied.
Am I?
No, just like because sometimes, you know, you feel like,
no, like
I'm supposed to like this. I better like this.
Yeah.
Supposedly, like, this is the most passion you can see Trey Turner play with right now. I mean, Mike Trout's playing, so, I mean, you got to watch him when he's out, when he's healthy and can be out there. So
you're making a compelling case.
Why the hell not? It's on Fox Sports. We carry the channel.
I think it's
FS1.
Fox Sports, yeah. Fox Sports 1.
It should be on Fox.
Is it not?
I mean,
it
like,
was over
like
the weekend.
It should be on Big Fox tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, like, why would, like, what else, like, what else could you have on Big Fox tonight on a Tuesday night that might be better than this?
It's a good question. I wonder what it is.
Right?
Chicago PD.
Isn't that kind of disappointing or no? I guess it doesn't matter. You're going to find it where, if you want to watch it, you're going to find
Maybe that's a reflection of how many people are watching. I don't know.
But, like, worldwide, there's some people say people are going to watch this baseball game than any other baseball game ever.
I mean, I'll bet you this does incredible ratings in Japan tonight.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Right. I wonder what it does in the United States, though.
That's a great question. I hope we can find out. I'm sure the numbers will come out.
I wonder what the level of interest is.
Do you think you'll watch, in all seriousness?
I can guarantee you 110% at 6 o'clock I will not watch.
Okay.
So I got track practice for Julia at 6. And I take her to all of her practices.
Yeah, no, it's FS1.
So I guess I could watch on my phone.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try to get some steps in while she's doing. So if I come home, then I might watch, you know. But I'd really watch a full baseball game for 9 innings anyway.
So at 6 o'clock on Fox tonight, you got the Fox 4 News.
Yeah, that's
followed
good.
By Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
Followed by 911 Lone Star.
Mm.
And then Accused.
Hmm.
So that's what she got.
So, I mean, so if I was home at 6, I probably would, maybe.
Well, maybe see the last 3 innings, you know, when the real drama happens. Kind of like the NBA, watch the last quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be kind of fun to see Mike Trout facing off against Shohei Ohtani for the World Baseball Championship. Something like that.
Right.
I don't know, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could be, yeah. It's like, I mean, I want to, you know, but see, like in my mind, it doesn't count for anything.
It doesn't.
Like that I care about.
That you care. Okay. Yeah.
I'm not saying they don't care. It counts for them. But like, I don't care who wins the WBC.
Right.
Or the stats or whatever. I care who, you know, I don't know. I can promise you I'm in the minority here. I care more, and I don't want to watch spring training baseball. I just want these jobs won, and I want opening day here. I want real base.
I want Major League Baseball.
Yeah. I want, you know, that's what I want to see.
You won't be at Rally House tonight waiting for the championship merch?
No.
Drop?
I won't. No, I will not.
I'd be going to the parade.
You know. Will they have one?
I don't know. I'll bet you if Japan wins, they'll have one.
Yeah.
I don't know if the U.S. will have one.
Right. I don't think they will.
Probably not.
No, I doubt that. So. But USA and Japan tonight at 6 o'clock for the WBC Championship. We'll take a break. Back after this on WHB. Wow! All right, let's play a couple of the calls of the dramatic victory, the walk-off victory by Japan over Mexico last night. We'll play Dave Fleming on the world feed first, Marco, and then we will hear Mexican TV and then Japan TV. Let's first hear Dave Fleming on the world feed.
Tommy, the pitch is hit to left center field. Hit very well, and it is off the wall. Ohtani flying around third, right behind him, scoring the winning run. It's a walk-off.
Now let's listen to the Mexican call as Mexico loses a heartbreaker in walk-off fashion.
Listo otra vez de costado, Giovanni. Batazo, Zúñiga al jardín central. La pelota recoge Candela y va contra el muro. Doble Otani, semáforo luz verde, siga para el pentágono, anota. Y Japón nos dejó en el terreno, se acabó. Se acabó la historia para México en el Clásico Mundial de Béisbol. Desafortunadamente, no salió bien Giovanni Gallegos como contra Puerto Rico. Y Japón festeja. Fréntanos a los nuestros. Están en la final de este Clásico Mundial.
Momento complicado, pero también lo señalaba. Enhorabuena para Japón, pero más que agradecidos con este equipo mexicano que nos ha regalado momentos históricos, llegando por primera ocasión a una semifinal de la mano de este hombre, Benjamín Gil. La tarea era difícil, se enfrentaban ante una novena que llegaba de manera invicta, tanto en la primera fase como en cuartos de final. Y aquí, pues obviamente el relevo no funciona para tristeza mexicana, pero reiteramos, nos ha dejado grandes estampas.
Now let's hear the winning call from Japan. Here is the Japanese call of the walk-off win. So there's a little flavor from the World Baseball Classic, the American call, the Mexican call, and the Japanese call. So Japan's was the best.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So no doubt about that. All right, moving on to some college basketball news. Yesterday, Ed Cooley left Providence to become the head coach at Georgetown, and Rick Pitino has been named the head coach at St. John's, and St. John's is trying to say that they're firing Mike Anderson with cause, and they don't owe him $11 million, and Mike Anderson is suing St. John's and telling them, yes, you do owe me $11 million. Just because you want Rick Pitino, that is not cause. And so we'll find out what happens there. So that could be an interesting soap opera, and there's a lot of details coming out about that, so that could get ugly. But what those dominoes, an interesting effect that it has, at least a tie to this show. Longtime guest and friend of the Border Patrol, Kim English, who is currently the head coach at George Mason. According to Jeff Goodman, Providence has two coaches atop their wish list to replace Ed Cooley. Micah Shrewsbury, who is currently the head coach at Penn State, and Kim English, who is currently the head coach at George Mason, are the top two candidates to replace Ed Cooley at Providence. How about that? You want to say nothing?
That's pretty. I hope he gets the job.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, it's awesome. We love Kim.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, we used to have him on the show when he was a student.
Yeah, it is crazy, but not surprising, if that makes any sense. Because he's, you know, I think we both believe that Kim English is destined for great things.
Year one at George Mason, he was 14-16 and 7-9 in the conference. Year two, 20-13 and 11-7 in the conference. So a nice jump in year two. And enough people think highly of him to where he is one of the leading candidates for the Providence job. And remember, before he was the head coach at George Mason, he paid his dues as an assistant for a couple of years at Tulsa. an assistant for a couple of years in Colorado, an assistant for a couple of years at Tennessee, working under Frank Haith, also working under Tad Boyle, and working under Rick Barnes. And so now he's had 2 years now under his belt as a head coach, and he could be moving on from George Mason to Providence. So that'd be very exciting.
Heck yeah.
If it happens, we'll have him on the show to talk about it.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
You could just catch up with him.
I was going to text him something, but I think he's probably had enough of me texting him during coaching searches. I tried in vain to get him hired at UMKC, and so back in the day, I was not listened to. That's the second time I've not been listened to. The first time I wasn't listened to, do you know who I went to UMKC on this person's behalf?
Brad Underwood.
Yes. You were there with me when I talked to Brad Underwood in the conference on the phone when we were talking about the UMKC job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was happy to go to the AD and say, look, Brad Underwood was very interested, and as an alum, I think UMKC should be very interested. Kim English at one time was very interested in the UMKC job. And so I'm going to stop campaigning for people to get the UMKC job because apparently I'm the kiss of death.
Maybe you need to do like what I have to do with my kids when I want them to do something is tell them the opposite. Yeah. You know, whatever you do, don't hire Kim English.
Right.
And then they'll go, oh, we ought to hire Kim English.
Well, that's said ship has sailed from UMKC now.
Yeah.
You know.
You don't think he's coming back for that job now? Okay.
No.
Well, so, I'm just saying, if it happens again in the future, there's some other person that you're trying to recommend for the job. Maybe just tell them.
I feel like maybe the tracker, like, hey, look, the last two would have worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it would have been. They would have been decent hires.
Let's look back and see the timing of it. That would have been all right. Well, they only would have been here for a couple of years, which is the stupidest argument. They would have won at a high rate for a couple of years and left the program better than they found it. Oh, no! Stop it.
You don't want that.
No, no. We will be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. So right now, based on who's left in the Sweet 16, I think Alabama is probably still the favorite to win it all. The number one overall seed has done nothing to make you think they're not deserving of that number one overall seed based on their performance so far in the first two rounds. And I'm still picking them to win it all. By the way, if you'd like to listen to or watch a really good preview of the Sweet 16, including K-State and Michigan State, and a deeper dive into Creighton for Creighton grads. But all the games in Kansas City, if you're going to go to the games in Kansas City and you want a nice little companion piece to listen to the breakdown of those games, the latest episode of House of Hustle, brought to you by Charlie Hustle with Jarrett Sutton and me. And basically Jarrett Sutton, from a scout's perspective, breaks down all of the games and all the matchups and talks about the different players he's watching in the Sweet 16, breaks down the matchups coming up in Kansas City, breaks down K-State and Michigan State, talks a lot about Creighton, all the games that are left. And you can go to YouTube or any platform where you listen to your podcasts. Go to 810. I don't know. I have to look. Did they post it at 810?
810 WHB YouTube page.
Did they?
Yeah, I was watching it last night on my phone.
Are you serious? That's nice of you. Thank you. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did, but I was also just like...
It has its own podcast page on 810WHB.com if you go to podcasts. House of Hustle with Jarrett Sutton.
Whoa.
What are you talking about?
If you go to 810WHB.com, in the top left corner, there's a podcast tab.
And if on you the hit website?
It, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do this as you tell me.
If you go to 810whb.com,
yeah.
There's a menu across the top. Gives you podcast shows, community promotions, 810 Varsity, things like that.
Yeah.
If you click on the podcast, a drop-down menu happens, and the first thing you'll see is the Border Patrol. Then you'll see the zone, the program, and then it keeps going down. And at the very, there's a hot mic with SSJ option.
Yeah. And we have not had an episode of that in a couple of months because it's been retooling.
Oh,
with my tool.
It's been retooling. Well, yeah. House of Hustle is there by itself, right above, right below the forecast with Gary Lezak. So you can get your podcast right there, buddy.
Where's the new episode here?
Has it not been updated?
I don't think so. I think you just screwed me. Thanks. Whatever.
My bad.
Anyway, and you can watch it on YouTube. I'll get it to you. I'm going to tweet out all the, I'll tweet out the links today. So you got a couple of days to watch it until Thursday. Did you enjoy it, Marco? Was it informative at all? Do you?
Yeah, I too.
And also, honestly, also, like, if you're going to gamble on the, if you're going to bet on the games, it gives you a lot of information to help you with DraftKings Sportsbook. You know, I'm not going to say, hey, it's all for the gamblers, but yeah, it helps you if you're going to.
It has
bet
its
on the
nuggets
games.
In there,
right?
No, yeah, okay. I too was excited about a episode where all three teams would be talking about all three teams in the Sweet 16.
Yeah. What could have been.
What could have been.
But it was not. Now there's only one. So that didn't happen. So, okay. So Alabama, they're the favorite. Still picking them to win the championship. Do you remember what their coach, Nate Oates, got? He got a little bit in trouble for what specific comment he made when addressing this Brandon Miller situation that led to a woman being murdered? You don't remember the phrase that he used that everyone got... You really don't? It's such a, I mean, it's...
You say wrong place, wrong time?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You remember?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Remember that? And people just like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He said he was in the wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
And that really, people got sideways with him about that.
Yeah, it would just seem very...
Very insensitive,
yeah,
very
dismissive. Like, somebody got murdered here, man. You know, okay. It wasn't like a just like a random accident.
Because I think words mean something.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said wrong place, wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Saban had a press conference yesterday, and he announced, talking about his football team, he announced defensive back Tony Mitchell, who's a five-star prospect in the 2023 class, was suspended following a recent arrest. And so a lot of people have taken these quotes, and people around the program are like, yeah, this was no mistake. How Nick Saban said this. I'd like to get your reaction to... You haven't heard this yet?
No.
Okay, here's Nick Saban yesterday.
Tony Mitchell has been suspended from the team on all team activities until we gather more information about the situation and what his legal circumstance is. And, you know, I mean, guys, everybody's got an opportunity to make choices and decisions. There's no such thing in being at the wrong place at the wrong time. You got to be responsible for who you're with, who you're around, and what you do, who you associate yourself with, and the situations that you put yourself in. So it is what it is, but there is, you know, cause and effect when you make, you know, choices and decisions that put you in bad situations. So
now, do you think that was this a coincidence at all?
No.
What he just said?
No.
Thank you.
No. I think I just liked Nick Saban more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, yes. I think Nate Oates and that Alabama basketball program have handled that situation terribly. Terribly. And it's hard.
There are people, I guess, that have said that Nick Saban agrees with you.
Dude, like, all of this, like, really hard evidence points to this kid, star of their team, delivering the murder weapon to a guy who committed murder. You know, I mean, to like, oh, yeah, it was wrong place, wrong time.
I mean, everyone, Gary Parrish, that's certainly an interesting choice of words by Nick Saban. Mike Golic Jr. Did Nick Saban just subtweet? I mean,
yeah.
Nick Saban's no dummy.
No.
And he's very calculated in all of his press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, he absolutely wanted to deliver a message. And I'm sure he's probably pissed off at the basketball program is performing at a high level, yes, but also bringing that type of heat and unwanted attention to the athletic department in Alabama.
Yeah.
And you never, hey, just because, and you know this, just because they both are under the umbrella of Alabama sports, basketball teams and football teams and basketball coaches and football coaches, they don't always get along.
Nope. There's some big egos there. There's some big egos that can collide, you know? And sometimes, especially if you're at a school where one is valued over the other, you know, it can...
That's the top dog. You know? Yes. I don't care any SID, president, yeah. Nick Saban, up here.
Yes. Not even close.
And so it's like, when I heard that, I go, oh, he was putting Nate Oates in his place. Right? That's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Marco, when you heard it, like, what do you think?
Oh, he knew what he was saying there.
But do you
absolutely
do you like that? Do you think that?
Yeah, I like it quite a bit. Yeah. Nick Saban is that guy at Alabama. I mean, I'm all for him kind of throwing some shade at Nate Oates. He can do it. That's what you do when you're the big boss over there.
Somebody said it's actually that easy. Nate Oates and UA have been doing mental gymnastics for months. While Nick Saban gets ahead of it, puts the responsibility on his player, and maintains the credibility of his team and himself in just 40 seconds. That's how you do it.
Now, Nick Saban already has a bunch of national titles, and Nate Oates might look at this and think it's his best chance ever of winning a national title. And I think that makes it worse, not better. You know?
But just the way he said,
and then the pat down. The pat down, like, I'm sorry, and you afterwards, you're like, well, rest assured, that's not going to happen. Well, how in the world could you have a culture where your players think that that's something to be joked about?
Well, see, but here's the deal.
I mean,
and did you hear what their excuse was? Well, we do that every game. That's what Brandon Miller does. He goes out there and they pat him back before every game. That's his. So then you're saying you knew that they were going to do it, and so at that point. With all eyes on you, maybe then someone steps, hey, you know that thing that you do before every game? Don't do it anymore. That makes it worse to me.
Yeah.
Because if they just did it on their own, like, you didn't know it was going to happen. You couldn't say, so you're saying, oh, they do it every game. Well, then if they do it every game, why would you not say something? And say, you know what? Stop it. Cut that out. Don't do that. Bad look.
Yeah. I mean, it just all the way around seems like they just don't take it that seriously. It just doesn't seem like it matters to them.
I don't know.
All of a sudden, I'm like, hey, Nick Saban, right on.
Everyone in college sports collective went, ooh. And we'll take a break back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the show. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. All right, so Patrick Mahomes got people all riled up by liking a couple of tweets. Everyone here is aware that if you like something, then people can look and see what tweets you liked. Like, there have been some politicians that maybe didn't have a great grasp of Twitter that have liked various pornographic tweets. And their constituents have then seen what tweets they liked and that got them in trouble. You know? So people can see what you like. If you like something, then someone can look it up. Patrick Mahomes liked a couple of tweets back to back. This doesn't mean nothing. It means he likes the tweet. Now, I'm telling you that, at least I've been told, that Patrick Mahomes, yes, would like the Chiefs to acquire Odell Beckham Jr. or DeAndre Hopkins. He's a quarterback. Of course he does. Was he going to say, no, I don't want another receiver. I'm good. No. Of course he does. He wants weapons. But the two tweets that he liked from his new teammate, defensive lineman Charles Omenihu, who I like this, yesterday on Twitter, at DeAndre Hopkins, come on, fam, we waiting on you, hashtag Chiefs Kingdom. Yeah. And Patrick Mahomes liked it. I like it. Whether you like that, whether you want them to trade for him or not, I like Charles Omenihu and any other new Chiefs to be actively tweeting at other NFL players and trying to get them to play for the Chiefs. I like that. You know? At DeAndre Hopkins, come on, fam. We waiting on you. Mm-hmm. Hashtag Chiefs Kingdom. Then he liked a tweet from Dez Bryant. I wouldn't be surprised if Odell or D-Hop go to the Chiefs. I wouldn't be surprised if both guys go to the Chiefs. And then Mahomes liked that tweet as well. Two good tweets to like. That's all. There. And then got everyone all riled up. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Let's get everybody riled up.
Mm-hmm.
You think they could get both?
No. No. But I think I've gone from, I still don't think they're going to acquire either one of them. But now I'm at least, I thought there was no way. Because at the beginning of free agency, I thought they would re-sign Juju Smith-Schuster. And then I thought if they didn't get him, they would get like Alan Lazard or Adam Thielen. And all of these different veteran wide receivers that have been available, Brandon Cooks, that have been available via free agency or trade, they haven't signed. And so now, like, what are we looking at here? A reunion with Mecole Hardman? I mean, what else is out there that you're interested in? Not DeAndre Hopkins and not Odell Beckham Jr. What are you looking at? Who do you want that's left?
There's not a lot that excites you.
First of all, name who's left.
Right. I can't even remember off the top of my head. The Thielen just signed, right?
With, right. Carolina.
He thinks they can win a Super Bowl.
He signed for more money than I anticipated. I got no problems with them letting him go to Carolina. Yeah. It was too much money for this stage in his career.
Yeah.
Although the Brandon Cooks thing, like the trade, like a fifth and a sixth, I know that there's more than you're also paying him, but still the fifth and the sixth round pick, like, ooh.
That's not too much.
But also, he's been traded four times for a reason. It's like, he's one of those guys, boy, he looks good. Then you get him, boy, we want to trade him. Like, that's something weird there.
Yep.
Right? Or, I mean, that has to mean something. I mean, I don't know what it means. So, yeah, I don't. Marco, do you have any idea who the top wide receiver left is as far as free agency? You don't have to look it up. I'm just asking. We'll take a break. Do you have it? Like, is there anyone that's in your mind? Like, boy, I hope they get him. I still like him.
It would be Mecole Hardman retaining him because we're talking free agents.
Well, look at you. There's nothing wrong with that. I'd be open to that.
No, I would. I wanted to take him over Juju when you asked us last week.
Fine. Yeah, I don't, you know, we'll take a break, but I'm just going to pay attention to what tweets Patrick Mahomes likes, and that's where I'm going to throw my support behind. Back into this on WHB.